This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
We're asking you this morning, do you say yes to chicken wings or chili dogs? It's National Day for both of those. And text that in now to 419-240-1937. We're talking food this morning, and we're going to be talking, food, I guess, with, on the line, we have Chris Kozak talking about their Dish Story app. Chris?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
And you have a preference on chicken wings or chili dogs?
Yeah, I think when you're talking Desert Island, I think chicken wings is probably the way to go. Probably with maybe not too hot of a sauce, because if you're on a desert island, I don't know where you're going to, keep your mouth cool from a really hot sauce. I think chicken wings would probably be the choice there.
Yeah, because you can't drink salt water.
And I don't know if a case of celery is washing up on shore as well. So definitely chicken wings.
All right. Well, hey, you and your good friend Dan got together to produce an app, and kind of like a couple of local guys being successful in a business endeavor, kind of taking finding some time during the pandemic to do something useful.
Yeah.
Tell us about your background between you and Chris you and Dan, and what'd you guys do?
Yeah, Dan and I have been friends for a couple of decades, and we met on a couple of local boards that we serve on, and became friends. And like you do with your good friends, you start to talk about different ideas. Hey, what if this happened? What if we did that? Dan works in professional advancement for a local private high school, and I'm in corporate communications. But I do have a food background. My family owned a restaurant for a number of years here in Northwest Ohio. Oh. Also got my family's also deep into the meats of Stanley's Market over on Stickney Avenue. I'm a relative of those folks as well. Wow. So, I'm a big fat guy. I love food. Right on the chicken wing or hot dog. In fact, my son and I were having that debate here this morning based on your question. So, we've got a food background, and as how this came about, it really fits into Dan and I's backgrounds.
All right. So what is the Dish Story app?
Well, Dish Story is really designed to let you record, save, and share family memories through the recipes that you've built and created with your family. One of the quotes my wife shared with me is that Pat Conroy likes to say that a recipe is really just a great meal with a story, or I'm sorry, it's a great meal told through a story with a great meal at the end. And that's what Dish Story really is. It helps you capture those memories that you may have had when you were growing up and mom made this fantastic meal. And it really came about when my partner Dan was trying to get his mom's sugar cookie recipe, something he remembered from when he was growing up, so he could start to make it with his new family. And said, "Mom, call me with the recipe." And she called him right back and left it on a voicemail. And as Dan listened to it, he said, "Not only do I have this favorite recipe that evokes all these memories, but I've got it in my mom's voice now that I can keep forever."
Oh, wow.
And that was really kind of the genesis for this idea.
That is cool.
So it really is, how does your cookbook come to life and talk to you in the voice of a loved one?
That is awesome. So, did you guys have any experience doing apps?
No experience at all. And we still laugh when people try and call us tech entrepreneurs. Like, we have an idea, and we're fortunate to have investors. We're fortunate to have a great developer who could take that idea and kind of bring it to life for us. But it was strictly hey, what if we did this? And found partners who believed in that vision and mission as well, which is, I think it's 90% of the battle most of the time.
So did one of you two have to learn programming, computer language, whatever was needed to make an app, or did you have someone help produce that for you?
We have someone produce that for us. AA Solutions in Toledo, Northwest Ohio company, is putting together the app for us and doing all the back end work. And it's great because every time we sit down and talk with someone, they come up with another idea for it. Hey, I see how you're doing it with recipes. There'd be an extension that you could use it this way. Someone suggested, how do you add bedtime stories on it for your mom or dad reading you a bedtime story, whether you're traveling and they can play that for you, or whether it's something you just capture and keep forever.
Cool. So how has the response been so far to the app?
You know, we've launched it about a month ago, and we've got more than 500 downloads. We've really seen downloads from four countries, which is pretty interesting because we really haven't marketed it outside of, you know, kind of the United States. And we're really seeing some great feedback in the comments we get. One that was really touching, someone mentioned that, you know, this person wished she would have had it when her dad was still alive because he made a great recipe, and to have that person in the kitchen with her one more time would have meant a lot. And you know, we say we're not a recipe app, we're a memory app, and we're just trying to do that through the memories. You know, the meals are so strong. They evoke a lot of emotion and memories and passion in your life. You know, I've got something on there from when my father, we used to go up to a friend's cottage with about 50 people to go see races up at the Michigan International Speedway. And my dad did these big garbage can dinners, and he passed away a number of years ago. But, you know, we've got that now recorded. And we've also been able to take pictures and add it to the recipe as well. So I've got that recipe in my dad's handwriting. And I just think about all the different things that happened on that weekend, whether it was out on the boat, whether it was going to the actual race. But, you know, it all comes back through those handwritten notes and the recipe that he put together.
So the app gives you the ability to, like, upload photos onto it. And can you upload videos? Maybe you already have something that you store in a different way, or it's all sure. Gets done through the app?
Yeah, you know, you can do it two ways. One, you can record a video, and you can upload that right to the app, or you can record audio. So if you're, you know, someone's, you know, camera shy and they don't want to do it that way, so it lets you record directly from the app, or you can pull a file that may be on your phone. So it gives you a chance to do, you know, one or two takes. Then we wanted to make sure you could add a photo of that as well. So you've got that. Maybe it's a picture of the completed project or the completed dish, as well as a picture of that recipe card in your mom or dad or aunt or grandma's handwriting. Because A, we know those cards can be a little sloppy from being in the kitchen. It can be in that person's handwriting. But what it also does is it brings in the individual nuances of each recipe. Because my pinch is going to be different from your pinch of sugar. It's going to be different to someone else's pinch of sugar. So this kind of lets those all come together. So you really get that taste that you remember.
And, I mean, there's so many cooking shows on cable now. You could kind of, like, have your own little cooking show on the app?
You know, that's a great example of how people continue to spill out more ideas. Something we've talked about, and it's maybe a version 3.0, is how do we turn this into, let's get the whole family together over through the Dishery app in all, like, a team's atmosphere and cook this item together. Or how do we do this with a chef who auctions something off and, hey, I'll give a passcode to 10 people who can watch me make this meal from scratch. So, you know, the more we talk to people, the more the ideas just expand, which is really exciting for us.
We're talking with Chris Kozak, along with his friend Dan, the developers of the Dish Story app. And Chris, how can people get a hold of the app?
The app's available on our website, so dishstoryapp.com. And then it's got links there to any of the Apple or Google stores. But really, the information is there on the website if people want to have more information, learn more about it. What's really neat is there's a how-to video on that website to show you how to use the app. And Dan, my partner's 13-year-old daughter, did the voiceover for that.
Oh, neat.
So we're trying to pull in more family members. And then when you see the actual app and the logo, my daughter, Emily, created the logo. So we've got that whole family feel in this as well, which is, again, it's how often you get to work with your kids on some projects when you start them up. So this has been fun for us as well.
That is so cool. All right. And you guys on social media or anything as well?
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on LinkedIn, Dishery app, on all those channels. And it's, you know, the community is really beginning to grow and embrace us, the Dishery community. And everyone's got a story to tell. Everyone's got a memory to share. And that's really what the great connection is with this is. We made it as simple as possible to work the app. It's really three buttons. I tried to think of, you know, my mom, who I think is listening, but I wanted to think it, you know, I want to record, save, and share. And that's it. And anything else, you know, I don't want to say it's going to be too technical, but we wanted to make it easy for those users to access the app and to share those memories.
That is awesome. We're talking with Chris Kozak, the Dish Story app. And if they go to the Play Store or App Store, they just type in Dish Story app to find it?
Dish Story at either of those locations. Our website is dishstoryapp.com. Dish Story on either the Google Play or the Apple Store will get you right to us.
All right. Hey, that is so exciting, Chris. That is so cool. And congratulations. Proud of you guys, fellow Toledoans, coming up with something really creative and neat that I think is going to be huge. That's awesome.
I appreciate your time today and letting us share the story, because, you know, it really is something that we believe in, and something that we feel is going to, you know, help a lot of families come closer together and save their history and save their memories.
So cool. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Chris, for getting up early this morning. And Dan would have joined us, but he had something come up that he couldn't join us. So tell him we said hi and congratulations as well.
Will do. I appreciate everything.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks. Again, Chris Kozak. That's the Dish Story app on the Google Play and App Store.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.